Porzingis with another block. He's got a handful tonight.
Clever play right there.
Porzingis from Jennings. Throw down and a foul.
He throws it ahead to Porzingis. Oh, what a finish. Comes back. Anthony backs in, turns, puts it up. Puts it in with 3 seconds remaining. Rose, the crossover, gets to the rim. Oh, what a beauty from Derrick Rose.
Razzle dazzle. Igniting.
A game in which the Knicks have never led.
Rose, the crossover, and Derrick Rose flying through the air.
Aloha.
What is up, everybody? Thank you for joining me again. It is Knicks Nation coming at you with another podcast. This is episode 4. I know I'm a little late with this podcast, but, you know, some things were going on. So I'm here now, and thank you guys for tuning in again, whether it's on iTunes, whether it's on Podomatic. Just keep on following me on Twitter, at Knicks Nation, and Instagram as well, at Knicks Nation. Well, I'm just going to dig in and dive in, so to speak. The New York Knicks over these last, I would say, 15 games have been nothing short of a disappointment. They've been playing with no fire and desire, so to speak. They've been losing the teams that they should beat. It just seems like there's no leadership on this team right now. There's no one to grab this team by the throat and be like, listen, we're the New York Knicks. We need to run the table. This is getting out of hand. We can't keep losing these games. It just seems like a mess right now from the front office down to the last man on the bench. You know, it's frustrating for us Knicks fans because it just seems like every year, right? Every year there's always something with this team. Whether it's, you know, last year we climbed back to 500, and then ever since then we started our losing ways, and then we ultimately fired Derek Fisher. You know, this year we were 4 games over 500, third in the East, you know, really looking like a solid team, you know, a team that'll go far in the playoffs. And then, you know, once again, after that Phoenix game, after that West Coast trip, it just took a down spiral, you know. You know, the Knicks, They're 2-8 in their last 10 games. You know, they just recently beat the Bulls at home. On the road, it's just the same, you know, the same problems. You know, they're 6-14 on the road. I mean, they're still 12-8 at home. They still have a fairly good record at home. But, you know, right now we stand at 18-22. We're 10th, currently 10th, no, currently 12th in the East. Hold on, let me get this straight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're 10th in the East right now, 11 games back of the first seed. I mean, we're only 2 games back of the A spot, but is that where we want to be right now? I mean, I want to be that 5th, 6th seed. I don't want to face Cleveland in the first round. I don't want to face Toronto in the first round. I don't, because that's a recipe for disaster. We're not ready for those teams. And I honestly think we're not ready for the top 6 teams in the East. You know, right now, as constituted, the teams in the East right now, the top 2 teams are Cleveland and Toronto, obviously, and we obviously think that that's going to stay its course until April. But right now, it's Cleveland, Toronto, Boston, Atlanta. You know, Atlanta has really found their stride. They've 8-2 in the last 10 games. They actually won 7 in a row, including a win over the Knicks. But, you know, just the East is wide open as of right now. After Atlanta, you got Milwaukee, Indiana, Charlotte, and Washington, and these teams are inconsistent, just like the Knicks. So, you know, if the Knicks can, you know, get their act together and string along a nice winning streak, and I'm talking 5-10 games winning streak, and, you know, really solidify a spot in the top 8 in the playoffs, I think we can make it. But that has not been the case. With recent losses at Philadelphia, with recent losses at home versus the Pelicans, and you lose at the buzzer, it's just a string of losses that have really frustrated myself and a lot of Knicks fans, that this team, based on their talent alone, should be beating these teams. You know, We have Derrick Rose. We have, you know, Courtney Lee, Melo, Porzingis. And I know, listen, I know everyone is banged up. But with talent alone, you should be beating these teams. And right now, this Knicks team is not beating everybody that they're supposed to beat. You know, we picked up a nice W in Milwaukee. And that was really based on the fact that Ron Baker coming off the bench and providing a nice little spark for this team. You know, we were down by 14 in that fourth quarter. And then Jeff Hornacek was like, listen, we need something. We need a spark off the bench. So he brings up Ron Baker, and Ron Baker does a solid job in Milwaukee, you know, with the pick and roll and dishing to Melo. Porzingis had a nice game until he fouled out. And then the recent loss in Philadelphia. I mean, you know, what more can I say about that loss other than, you know, it was a typical Knick loss. It's obviously really frustrating that we lost. We had a 10-point lead with 2 minutes remaining, and the Knicks just couldn't get stops down the stretch. It just seemed like Derrick Rose ran out of gas defending his player. And I want to go into that last possession where, you know, Derrick Rose drove to the lane, kicked it out to Brandon Jennings, and then Brandon Jennings kicked it out to Porzingis. Then just, you can tell Porzingis just had no legs. He didn't have any legs whatsoever, and obviously he airballed it, and that led to a Philadelphia fast break, and that's all she wrote, you know. At that point, it's just fool's gold. It's just luck. You know, it's just really just luck, and the Knicks have no luck at all. And the basketball guys, you already know, don't like the Knicks because nothing has fallen our way this year. Nothing has. But I'm not going to get into all of that. It's just after these games, we find ourselves questioning effort and questioning whether or not these players on this team belong to be here. And last time I saw, these players make millions of dollars and we're questioning effort? Like, that shouldn't even be a question. You should come every game prepared with a game plan and execute that game plan. Some of these games that we're losing, we should win just based off the talent that we have. We have so much talent on this team. It's unbelievable, but it's just not meshing right now. And we thought it was meshing when, you know, we started 14-10, but then it just started, the train crashed, you know, everything started going downhill. People started getting hurt. Derrick Rose taking a day off. I mean, how about that? How about your star point guard showing up to shoot around, then taking a day off and not telling the team, not communicating with the front office, not communicating with any players, just flying back to Chicago to see his mother. And we don't know the details. He just said that, you know, family comes first. And I'm not saying that he shouldn't have done that because, God forbid, you know, his mother was in trouble or his mother was sick. We don't know. He's not exposing that information. But, bro, you can't just leave your team like that. You can't just hop on a plane and don't communicate with nobody and go to Chicago. That's not how it works in the NBA. You're a professional athlete. Pick up the phone, shoot a text. I'm sure you have Phil Jackson's number, and I'm sure you have Steve Mills' number. Text somebody. That was really uncalled for. And during that game, the Pelicans game, everybody couldn't find this dude. Everybody couldn't find Derrick Rose. Everybody was like, where's Rose? Where's Rose? I'm sitting on Twitter trying to find out more information. And he just vanished. When do you see a professional athlete just miss a game and not communicate with the front office? It's just a mess right now. It's a whole plethora of things. It's up and down. The season has been, so far, you know, to me, it's been unacceptable. You have star players on this team. You have a former MVP on this team. And, you know, right now we just can't get our act together. And it's mainly on the defensive end. And I've been talking about the defensive end for a while now. I mean, this is my fourth podcast, and I'm sure you guys can go back. And every podcast I've been talking about the defense. And right now the Knicks are 25th in the league in points per game allowed at 108. they allow 108 points a game, and that's just not going to get it done in this league. You're not going to win a championship if you don't play defense. Defense wins championships, the cliche saying, and it's true. You know, you can have all the shooters you want. You can be the Golden State Warriors, but the Warriors at least play defense. You know, right now the Knicks aren't getting it done at all. They're 26th in defensive rating. You know, out of the last 40 games, the Knicks have held their opponents below 100 points 7 times. And that's an alarming stat, man. I mean, if you can't hold your opponents on under 100 points more than 7 times out of 40 games, come on, man. You shouldn't even be in this league. And Jeff Hornacek brought up a valid point in one of his press conferences. He said, maybe we're not capable of playing defense. And I said that. I said this Knicks team isn't capable of doing that. They don't have players to do so. We don't have the right personnel. We don't have the click. We're not clicking right now on the defensive end. And, you know, something has to be done, whether that's a trade, whether that's a sit down and talk with a player. Something has to get done. Because if you're not going to play defense in this league, you should not be in this league. And the starting five for the Knicks right now, Derrick Rose. Yeah, I've been praising his defense early on in the season, but lately he's taken a huge step back. He's been letting defenders blow by him at will. And it's just alarming because the Knicks have had a problem at the point guard position, defending the point guard position for a while. It's been years. And it just keeps on happening. You can't let the opponents get in the paint at will to open up shooters and open up open shots. Because that's where it all starts. You break down the defense and everyone collapses and somebody's open. And Melo, we all know Melo doesn't play defense. Let's call it as it is. It is what it is. Carmelo Anthony does not play defense. You may see him giving his all from time to time, but he's not a good defender. He's not a three anymore. He should be moved to that four position. Porzingis should be moved to the five. And I've been preaching it for so long because right now, Joakim Noah at the five position is not working. It's not. We're 18-22. Tell me where it's working. Tell me, please. Enlighten me. Because our defense is awful. It's just terrible. It's not the offense. We'll get our points. You know, Melo will score his. Derrick Rose will score his. But give me 2-3 solid stops each quarter, and that'll make a difference. 2-3 solid shots. I can't even talk. 2-3 solid stops each quarter. Add that up. That's 8 stops. And that's 8 stops per 4 quarters. And it makes a difference, you know. It really does. But the training deadline is coming up in February, which is next month. And I really think the Knicks should target some defensive-minded players. You know, there was a rumor coming out that the Knicks might, you know, take a look at P.J. Tucker from the Phoenix Sun, who's a nice, gritty, defensive-minded player. You know, we should target more players around the league, see if Milwaukee's willing to give up Tony Allen. I don't know who would we give up. You know, the only solid trading pieces right now are Courtney Lee and Derrick Rose. I know some Knicks fans don't want to give up Derrick Rose, including myself, but I don't believe the Knicks are going to re-sign him. Like, let's say the Knicks miss the playoffs. Do you really think Phil Jackson's going to... I mean, the point guard position next summer is very weak, so that's the only reason why I would think the Knicks will look at Derrick Rose again. But if the Knicks make it to the playoffs this year and they go kind of far, then I think you definitely have to re-sign Derrick Rose. But I don't think he deserves a max contract. He doesn't deserve 4 or 5 years, $150 million. Because you just don't know with him. You don't know whether he's going to last those 4 years. I mean, he's very injury prone. Yes, he's flashy. He gets to the basket at will. He's a freak of nature. He's so athletic. And, yeah, so who would the Knicks target? Who? Like, I really don't know that answer because, you know, I just don't think teams are so giddy to give up defensive-minded players because this league has turned into an offensive league. So I think teams, the top teams in the East, the top teams in the West, they have good offensive players who get to the rack and shoot the ball. It's a shooter's league now. The Warriors are shooting the crap out of the ball. The Cavs are shooting the crap out of the ball. Cavs have a whole bunch of shooters. Then they just acquired Kyle Korver from Atlanta. They have J.R. Smith. But we don't know when J.R. Smith is going to come back. I mean, he's hurt right now. But Cavs got a squad. Warriors got a squad. Everyone thinks that. Everyone predicts that the finals are going to be another rematch of the Cavs and Warriors. But there was a report that came out that Carmelo Anthony actually denied his no trade clause. And, you know, we all know this was going to happen. Carmelo Anthony has a no trade clause. And Bleacher Report reported that the Knicks went up to him and he said, listen, I'm not going anywhere. So we have to deal what we have or we get more players here because, you know, Carmelo loves New York. He loves the spotlight. He loves he just loves everything about New York. His branding is big in New York. His branding is big all over the world, but mainly in New York. But Carmelo doesn't want to go anywhere. You know, he knows he's a declining player. He's 32 years old. He knows he's not that same player. So he knows, you know, the Knicks aren't going to get anything back for him. I mean, probably a first-round pick and a nice, solid player. But listen, as long as I think, this is my opinion, you know, as long as Carmelo Anthony is in New York, I don't believe he's winning a championship, and I don't believe the New York Knicks are winning a championship unless we surround him with really good players like a LeBron James or like a Chris Paul, you know, his buddies that he actually likes playing with. Because it's all about trust with Melo. If he doesn't trust you, he's not going to pass you the rock. It's simple as that. But, you know, I think the Knicks have a problem there because Carmelo Anthony is only like the real trade asset, and I don't think he's going anywhere. And I don't think he's going anywhere until his contract ends. And he still has 2 years after this year. So, you know, that's a tough situation. That's why everyone looks at Derrick Rose. And, like, let's say we trade Rose to Milwaukee for a first-round pick and get back a nice young player. I mean, hey, if we don't sign, I'm looking into the future right now. Let's say we don't sign Derrick Rose this summer. Might as well get something back for him as he's on your team. You know, but I don't think the Knicks are going to be active during the trade deadline unless they keep up their losing ways. And today they have a game. It actually starts soon. It's in Toronto. So let's see where this Knicks team is headed. Porzingis is still hurt with his Achilles injury. And that's a main problem, too. We have injuries. And, you know, everything's just not clicking right now. It's just a whole big mess. This season has been a whole big debacle. And, you know, the Knicks have a tough stretch coming up. You know, we play at Toronto today. We play tomorrow at home, 1 o'clock game. We play at Boston, and the Wizards come to the Garden, and Suns come to the Garden, and Pacers come to the Garden. You know, none of these games are gimmies. You know, this Knicks team has shown that we can lose to the Suns, and then we can win against a good team. You know, it's just not consistent at all. And you know, there's really not much to say about this team other than our defense stinks. Okay, you're not going to win games giving up 108 points a game, which the Knicks are allowing against their opponents. It's simple as that. It's that simple. So Phil Jackson, get some defensive-minded players on this team, because if you don't, this is going to be a continuous trend, and us Knicks fans are tired of it. We're tired of turning on the game and watching the Knicks just let their defenders blow by them and watching the Knicks give up 108, 110 points a game. Like, it's just unacceptable. Like, I don't want to watch the other offense score at will. It's so frustrating. It really is. All right, Phil? So get another defensive player in here. Get two or three, because right now this starting lineup isn't getting it done. Or change up the starting lineup, Jeff Hornacek. Change it up. Carmelo Anthony is not a three anymore. He's a four. And we all saw that versus the Chicago Bulls. Carmelo Anthony was basically running the four position because, you know, Porzingis was out. And he actually played really well. Almost had a double-double. And he was good on the defensive end versus Taj Gibson. He held his own. And we won that game. I believe we held the Bulls to under 90 points, which is rare. Like, that's rare. But the Bulls, you know, they can't score. They were missing Jimmy Butler. They were missing Mirotić. But, you know, it's a win's a win, so I'll take it, you know. So, I'm going to get into some of your questions. I know every podcast I tell you guys to ask me some questions on Twitter. Just keep following me on Twitter, at Knicks Nation. Whenever I tweet, you know, ask me some questions, please respond with some friendly questions. But, yeah, our first question is from Sam Miller. She says, what do you think needs to be done for the team to get better with their defense? Do you think the players are capable of doing so? As I said, I don't think the players are capable of doing so. I think we need to change it up on the defensive end, play a little zone, switch up the starting lineup, do something, because right now nothing we're throwing out there is working. And as long as we keep throwing out that starting lineup it's not going to work. Simple as that. Because look at our record. We're 10th in the East. I mean, we have to get better. Everything has to get better. Another question. Somebody asked, why do so many Knicks fans want Melo out? Because, you know, Carmelo Anthony, I don't know, like, he's a good player. He's a good scorer. But he's just not dominant. Like, you see players like Westbrook, Harden, you know, Kevin Durant, who they impact the game. Like Westbrook, Harden, they put up triple doubles, and I'm not comparing Melo to any of these players because he's not even on their level. But we know Carmelo Anthony is a star, but he's not a superstar. He doesn't really impact wins and losses like a Russell Westbrook or James Harden. Like every so now and often, Carmelo Anthony would give you 25, 30 points, maybe 10 rebounds. But then let's say the next game he will give you 18 points and be a minus 30. Like it's up and down with him. He's been very inconsistent. And let's face it, he's not a good defender. And a lot of the times on the defensive end, he gets lost. And you guys can watch the games. Look at, just focus on Melo. Like, he gets lost a lot on the defensive end. And if you're a player getting paid max money, you got to do better. And ever since he's been here, the 4 or 5 years since he's been here, the Knicks have had a collective losing record. So it's not working with Carmelo Anthony. It's just not. It's as frustrating as it may sound to say, it's just not working with him. And I really think it's time to move on. It's time to move on. Next question. Somebody asked, would you rather the Knicks rebuild instead of chasing an eighth seed? You know, that's tough because everyone asks the question, can the Knicks rebuild in New York? Of course you could rebuild in New York. But our young players still need that playoff experience. Porzingis would love to get in the playoffs, and I'm sure he would love to get that playoff experience. You know, we're in a tough situation because we're kind of caught in the middle. We kind of want to rebuild, but we kind of want to win now. And with the moves Phil Jackson made this offseason, we're in a win now mode, acquiring Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah and Courtney Lee. But those players surrounding Porzingis, I don't think it's a good mesh, because you also have Derrick Rose as a scorer, Carmelo Anthony's a scorer, and Porzingis is a scorer. Everybody needs the ball, but there's only one ball. There's not three balls. So if it was up to me, I would clean house and leave. Let Porzingis run the show. You know, do what the Timberwolves are doing in Minnesota. You know, they're building around Carl Anthony Towns. He's the main focus. But the Knicks are in a tough situation. They can't really clean house with the you know, this contract throw in, like, differences and there's issues there. So would I rather the Knicks rebuild? Yes, I would. Because going into the playoffs and making it to the eighth seed and losing to the Cavs, I mean, that's just as depressing as rebuilding. Next question. Well, it's not really a question. It's actually a statement. He says, what a mess. No championship in my grandchildren's life. They are 3-1. I'm guessing your grandchildren's are 3-1. Hey, man, they still have, you know, a whole life ahead of them. 100 years ahead of them, you know. If the Knicks don't win a championship in 100 years, then there's a problem. Because then we'll just become like the Cubs and eventually get to that championship point. But I at least want to see the Knicks win a championship. And I'm 25 years old. So, you know, I say I at least have like 70 years. So if they don't win a championship in 70 years, oh, man, let's hope they do. Let's hope they do. Next question. Somebody says, why can't they string together a series of wins? Why don't they play with some darn defense? You know, that's the million-dollar question. You know, we need to string together some wins to get back in the playoff talk. We need to string together like 7-8 wins. And I'm not talking about 3-4-game winning streak. We need like a 10-game winning streak. Because if we keep doing what we're doing right now, we're not going to get to the playoffs. And that's keeping it real. Somebody says, in all caps, there should be a pick and pop every game, every play with Rose and Melo or Rose and KP. Offense needs to be adjusted for players, needs to be a top five offense in order to make noise. The defense would never be good. You know, you're right. I mean, the offense, then it needs to be ran through Derrick Rose. I don't think it could be ran through Carmelo Anthony. It needs to be, you know, Derrick Rose, Porzingis pick and roll, you know, Derrick Rose coming off screens, Porzingis coming off screens. You know, you would think you would see a mesh of that, but you just don't. But the offense, I'm not worried about the offense, like you said. The defense will never be good, and you're right. Unless we get good players in here, it will never be good. Joe Hunt asks, what's the next move? We are pretty much locked into this middling roster that is the only going to get older. You know, like I said, we are locked into it. Unless we can somehow convince Melo to get out of here and we don't have to resign Rose. But, you know, it's a tough situation. But we do have our draft pick this summer. So that's the only silver lining in this whole process. So, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, Joe. Kevin asks, are the Knicks going to go after CP3? You know, to me, that all depends on how far the LA Clippers go in the postseason. If they, you know, are a second-round exit again or a third-round exit, then I think Chris Paul is getting out of here. I think they're going to blow up that whole team. Are the Knicks going to go after him? Now, that's a different story. I don't know if Phil Jackson's going to, you know, go that route. He may, you know, keep Derek, or we may go that route. You know, I would like to see Chris Paul in a New York Knicks uniform because it was supposed to happen back in 2000. I think it was 2011 when he made that toast at Melo's wedding. And, you know, he wanted to form a super team between him, Melo, and Amari. You know, that's the big that team would always be a big question mark. How far did you think that team would go? Melo, Amari, and Chris Paul. I would have liked to have seen that, but it didn't happen. What are some ideal trade targets? Somebody else asked. You know, I don't really know right now who's on the market. You know, as the trading deadline approaches, we will start to, you know, find out who's available and who's not. But, you know, PJ Tucker was a rumored player. Maybe Tony Allen. You know, defensive gritty guys that this is what this team needs, is a good defensive player, a lockdown defender, somebody that can stay in front of somebody. That's what this team needs. But, yeah, I don't really know too much about who's available and whatnot. Like I said, that'll come out as the trading deadline approaches. Red Nation on Twitter asked, should Melo get the F out of New York? Oh, man. You know, I think he should. I think he should if he really wants to win a championship. If he really wants to get that ring on his finger, I think he should get out of New York. I mean, his family, but, you know, it's tough for these athletes. You know, his family's here. His son loves New York. It's tough for somebody to just get up and go and, you know, transfer their whole family to another state, which is why, you know, I think if he got out of New York, it'll be either L.A. I don't think he wants to go to Cleveland. You know, it would have to be LA because he has a house over there. His wife, you know, does movies. You know, there's movie productions over there and whatnot. So do I think Melo should get the hell out of New York? I really do, because it's just not working here. As frustrating as it may sound, but it's just not happening in New York. But I would like to thank you guys again for tuning into my podcast. This is episode 4. You know, always make sure you follow me on Twitter. And I just want to give a little shout out right now to an organization. You know, they also call themselves Knicks Nation, but they're based in France. And they're getting a group together to come to the Garden. It's about 80 of them, so it's a lot of them. They're getting a group together to go to a couple of Knicks games. And it's the first French association, Law 1901, of supporters of an NBA franchise. You know, their association is unique. They have about 200 members in this organization throughout France, so that's pretty cool. You know, a bunch of them are coming to New York, so it'll be fun for them. So I just want to give a shout out to @KnicksNationFR. So if you guys want to go follow them too, be more than welcomed. And you know, whenever we have Knicks fans all over the world, it's really a blessing, because you know this Knicks team right now isn't playing well, and you know, we still have, you know, diehard fans out there, whether it's in New York or all over the United States or even look France. So shout out to them. You know, hell of a job you guys are doing, and that organization is really on the upward. So keep it up. But again, guys, thank you again. Follow me on Knicks Nation. Follow me on Instagram, even though I don't really post on there. And make sure you please subscribe and download this podcast on Podomatic and iTunes. And, you know, hopefully we can string along a couple of wins. Hopefully we can win this afternoon in Toronto. And, you know, God bless everyone. You know, have a happy Sunday. And whether you're off tomorrow for MLK Day, you know, enjoy it. But thank you guys again, and enjoy the day, and let's go Knicks, baby.